I can't believe this. What's taking him so long? He does know that the sun doesn't stay in the sky forever, right? I'm not gonna be out there when it starts to get cold. There you are, finally. I was starting to wonder if I should just start having a picnic right here in the house. What did you have to go do outside anyways? Why couldn't I have just come with you before? A surprise, huh? Well, while you were away, I got the sandwiches and drinks wrapped and ready to go. And there's the blankets folded inside too. As long as you're sure I can go with you this time, I'm ready to go. I'm not angry. And I do want to go. I'm just impatient and ready to go. It's not that I don't want to go. I want to get there before I get too tired. You know how tiring it is with this belly and three of these things kicking around in there. Just kicking, kicking, kicking. And anytime they hear your voice, it's like they kick twice as hard. There's no hiding it from them when their father is around. But at least they always calm down when you rub my belly and talk to them. And speaking of demons, there they go. No, I'm okay. Don't you dare ask me if I'm okay. You ask me that all the time. They're just kicking, like I said. So, come here and rub my belly. I'll leave on my shirt and you just rub it. Tell them their father is right here so they don't have to fuss. That's better. They're starting to calm down. And your hands feel soothing too. Alright, that should be enough for now. Now stand up and kiss me, but don't stand up all the way, obviously, unless you'd like to get me a chair to stand on. You know, even though I hate you for putting me through this, I still love you. But I also still hate you. So you get to carry all the picnic stuff, because we're leaving right now. And no, I don't need a fur. I'm fine. So if we have everything, then let's go. I'll let you get the door for me too. Thank you. Well, it looks like a nice day today. I guess I wouldn't know that with how much I slept these days. And so many other families are out and about too. There's those Amazonian children, already running amok, I see. Barely 5 years old and already have the strength of a full-grown human. I honestly don't know how their parents handle them. But still, just look at the bustle of the place. It never fails to put a smile on my face. And don't think for a second that it'll be easy for us either. Goblin children learn by climbing on things and biting, lots and lots of biting, and also have far more energy than any normal human child, as you can already tell. They also hate being separated from their parents, so anywhere you go, they'll want to go too. Oh, hi! Good afternoon to you too. And yes, I'm coming along just fine. No thanks to my bonehead of a mate, but I should be due within the month. Thanks to gods. Good day to you. Just like you said, monster and humans living here together, and I think it's beautiful. It feels like it's been so much longer than a year, and yet I always feel nostalgic walking through this village. Looking back, I feel like a completely different person than when you first carried me through here. Even the forest surrounding the village is always peaceful. I don't get nearly as nervous as I used to walking through it. Remember the first few months I didn't even want to leave your house and would always try to hide whenever a villager came to our door? Little by little, though, you helped me get more comfortable until you finally decided to invite one of the villagers and his Lamia wife over. A Lamia for a wife. Considering how people back in my old country looked a monster like them, the fact that a lamia and a human could walk through a village and not be, well, killed, it made me realize you really were telling the truth and they looked so happy too. And before you say anything, yes, I'm happy too. You really are the biggest fool in the world if you think you have to ask me that. Even though I complain all the time, it should still be obvious how happy I am. Happy we're together and that I met you, but not happy about having to carry around this giant melon on my belly. And how far do we plan to walk anyways? We're going on a picnic, not a hike. Did you forget I was carrying 3 extra passengers? Where are we even going anyways? No, I'm fine. Can you just slow down, please? You're walking too fast. This isn't a race, you know. Oh, God. I feel so big and fat. And I bet you're getting a rise out of this, aren't you? A total hoot. Getting to watch me and my big belly waddle around, being all short and fat. You did this to me. What? Carry me? Oh, now you really are making fun of me. I may have needed carrying when we first met, but I'm perfectly capable of walking all on my... Hey! What are you doing? Put me down! I said, put me down! I'll bite you! I didn't bite you last time I said I would, but I will this time. I'm warning you, and I'll bite really hard. So hard that you'll never have that stupid grin on your face ever again. See? I'm gonna do it. See my pointy teeth? Fine. Carry me if you want, I guess. If you're going to go so far, then you should get to carry everything anyways. I guess I kind of forgot, well, what it was like to be carried by you. You haven't carried me since back then, and, well, it still makes me feel just as safe as before. And the children seem to be happy too, because they aren't kicking at all right now. I should just make you carry me everywhere from now on. You may be a huge jerk and a fool, but you better not ever forget how much I love you. I didn't think about it. This place looks sort of familiar. Wait, I recognize this area. This is near where you found me. Why are we here? You wanted to have a picnic here? No, I'm not afraid, because I have you with me, and it was in the past. It's just bringing back memories, I guess. In fact, I think it was just right over there, wasn't it? Was this a surprise? You're bringing me here to have a picnic. That's definitely the place you found me, over there, but what's all that stuff on the ground? That's a surprise. Here, put me down. I can walk on my own, and you're walking too slow now. And you've got me all curious about this surprise, so come on and take my hand. Honestly, I think this whole thing is just silly. Dragging us all the way out here to this place and... Wait. Does things sling all over the ground? They're... Flowers? There's so many of them. That's what you were doing? That was the surprise. I don't understand why. They're to pay respect to my villagers and my family. There's so many. How long did it take you to do all this? Oh, you jerk. I don't even know what to say, except thank you. I don't know what I did in my life to deserve what I went through that night, but also, I don't know what I did to deserve such a kind and loving mate like you. I'm so glad you found me that day. I don't know what would have happened to me if you hadn't. Probably just be a skeleton lying around here somewhere. But instead, I met you, and now we're here, surrounded by flowers, and I have three new lives growing inside of me, who are going to have the most incredible father in the world. Mama and Papa are gone, and the rest of my village is gone as well, but I'm still here, healthy, happy, and wherever they are, I know they're resting in peace, and know I'm safe and happy. And that I still get plenty of head pets. Thank you, my mate, my love, for everything. I'll never be able to tell you how thankful I am. A curious time to be in the mood for mating, don't you think? Or am I just imagining a soft spear poking into my belly? I'm just teasing you, I'm not mad. You're not meaning to show disrespect? Disrespect to what? This is no graveyard, this isn't the ground on which my village was raised. This is a place of memory and a place of life. You've done nothing but show respect to myself and those that I lost. Here, put in the basket and I'll just... What am I doing? What does it look like I'm doing? I'm taking my clothes off. Well, because I want us to mate. Yes, right here. When you first found me here, I thought that this place, that the entire world was nothing but a cold and empty land that had nothing left to give me, except a spot in the grass to die. But... you proved all of that wrong. I lost everything back then, but I gained everything now. There is death in the world, but where we are standing now is proof there is life as well. I am proof. Think of how I looked back when you first found me. Skinny and starving. I'm sure I looked more than half dead by then already. But look at me now. Yes, you've made me very, very fat, but still, look at me. My skin is shiny and healthy. My hair is all soft. My breasts are all big and full of milk, ready to provide life to our future children. I look full of life and I feel full of life. And from the looks of it, something's coming to live even more down there. So, let's show this place, this part of my past, just how beautiful life can be. So, let me help you with this pants, and you take care of your shirt. Oh, my mate. Anytime I see you like this, it just puts me into heat right away. Now, come sit. No blankets or anything. I want to feel the grass beneath us when we do it. And yes, before you ask me, I'm perfectly capable of mating. We'll just have to take things nice and easy, but first, I want to get a little taste of you. It's been far too long. Yes, I know it's only been a few days and that's too long. Now, lay back and be quiet, okay? I don't know why, but something about being out here like this just makes your cock even more enticing.
tastes so good. Your cock tastes so good.
I'm going to take it a bit deeper.
You always have the cutest reaction when I do that. And look at the beautiful thing glistening in the sunlight. I just can't resist it. The beautiful cock of my beautiful mate who brought all the light and hope back into me. Oh. And I can't wait any longer. Can you see it? I'm so wet. It's dripping down my legs. I don't think I've ever been turned on in my life. So, I'm going to lie down because I want to feel the grass against my side and I want my hair to get all tangled and messy the old-fashioned way for goblins. And most importantly, I want you to take me. Don't worry about the children. I'll keep hold of my belly. So it won't move around too much, but I want you to take me right here. I know we're near the road, but I don't even care if someone sees us. So now I'm just going to roll onto my side. Yeah, just get yourself behind me. Oh, so wet. And doing it this way will be really comfortable for me, so don't worry. Gosh, I don't know why, but I'm always really nervous. Like, it's our first time again. Maybe it's just because of where we are. Like, we're right back at the beginning. So, my mate, let's show how far I've come. Take me now, please. Here, I reach back and party lips and lift my legs until you get in. There. Go right ahead, my mate. So good and so big. I know. I'm clenching really hard, but just keep pushing inside. All the way to the back. I can feel every inch. You're almost there. Just keep going. All the way inside. There. I felt you bump into the back. Oh, I never get tired of this. Being filled and held by you. Now, then I've got hold of my belly, so go ahead. Make sure you grind it nice and deep. Don't feel like you have to hold back. I'm a goblin girl. Don't forget how tough we are, all of us. Oh, yeah. Just like that. In and out. Oh, God. I can't stop my legs from shaking. I'm so wet right now. Can you feel them? This is what you do to me. What you've always done to me. I know I've seen a lot more mean lately, and how I say I hate this belly, but truly, I love all of it. Every moment I'm alive and with you. I love every moment of it. Every single one of them. So deep. God. You're so deep. And you keep grinding it in the very back every time, and it just I can't even think straight anymore. All I can do is just hold onto my belly, onto our future, and just give myself to you. I love you. I love you, my mate. I love you so much. Here, lean over me a bit and I'll turn my head. But don't stop. You're petting my head now. You're petting my head too. I mean, it's going to be too much if you do that too. It's going to be too much. Petting my head makes me want to melt. Meeting with me makes me want to melt. I feel like I'm going to melt. My mate, I am not going to last any much longer. I'm already spasming on your cock, and I can feel I completely soaked myself. Just go fast. Just go as fast as you want. You're making my whole body shake, but I still have my belly nice and secure. Can you see my breasts? They're so filled with milk all the time. I think they're even leaking a bit, but look at them. My whole body moving along with every thrust of your amazing cock and your hand in my hair. I'm just so happy. I'm so happy. And and I'm about to come. I've been holding it back for so long now, but I can't. I'm about to go, so please don't stop thrusting into me. Don't stop patting my head and just grind your cock into me and come. I love you. I love you so much. Me just like you did our first thing together. Please.
please. Inside of me. Just stay inside of me till it slips out on its own. Oh God. Oh God. I'm still spasming on your cock. I can feel you still pushing inside of me and you're still petting my head. You came so much too. I can still feel your cum tickling inside of me. I thought my legs were shaking a lot until you started coming. The way you were shaking against me. I don't think either of us have come that hard before. Here. Give me your hand. I think they might need some reassuring after all the craziness. And I just want your hand on my belly. I know. Head pats and belly rubs. I'm greedy, but I don't care. But here, I look back again. This is perfect. We haven't even had our picnic yet, and this day has already been perfect. Covered in grass and the smell of the earth. The smell of you, filled with your cum, and lean here under the warm sun, surrounded by flowers you laid out. It's all just perfect. You have no idea, really, no idea how happy I am. I know I say that all the time, but it's just because I don't know how else to tell you. And somehow it feels like that was. It feels like that was the last bit of closure that I needed. I was always almost afraid to come back to this place because of the memories that still remain here. But now, I don't know. It feels as though a whole new season has come, a whole new spring. Flowers and life have taken root in a place that once held so much sadness. And it's all because of you. I'm sure my old dagger is somewhere around here too. I think later I might try to find it and have this myth refurbish it, if it's still fixable after being left to the elements for so long. And someday, when our children are old enough to understand, we should take them here. Maybe someday, if people like me are ever free in the other country, we can all return to where my village was and lay flowers there too. But for now, this is just perfect. And we can focus on our future and our lives together. So truly, from the bottom of my heart, my mate, thank you. Love you.
Let's just lay here for a while more, and then we can actually have our picnic.